from Monrovia sector to the Kawe area. She's been confirmed of the Ebola virus disease, and right now she's in the Monrovia Medical Unit, which is operated jointly by the Ministry of Health and the U.S. Public Health Service. She's stabilized and responding to supportive treatment by our medical healthcare workers.
We understand she came in contact with a lot of people, including some schools.
There are primary contacts and secondary contacts, and all of those contacts have been traced. There are some people that we've already ruled out because of the fact that they were not close contact to her, and this is being done.
Does the Ministry of Health know how this woman got infected?
We are still investigating how she got infected. Our preliminary investigation shows that she has not, according to her, gone into Sierra Leone or Guinea, where there is active transmission taking place in out of any of the districts or prefecture in Guinea or Sierra Leone. So our concern is to investigate what are the possibilities of where the woman could have been infected.
There's a report that says that she probably was infected through sexual intercourse by her boyfriend, who is an Ebola survivor. If that is the case, what does that say about people who survived the disease?
We are investigating how this might have happened. We don't leave any stone unturned yet. Everything is being investigated. So whether or not it came for a survivor, we are investigating. Once we get the facts, we are going to put it out there.
The last time I spoke with you, Liberia was looking forward to the day that it will be declared Ebola free. Are you disappointed?
We were set for April 13th for the day that Liberia would have been Ebola free based on the World Health Organization protocol. But we are now recounting based on this confirmed case on March 20th. This is the nature of an outbreak that we are dealing with. We knew that we were not off the hooks yet, but this is challenging us to do more. It's good that it came out because we informed the Liberian people to be very more vigilant and do away with complacency. And so we are not disappointed. We are tracing all of the contacts, and we are in good spirit to deal with the border crossings here in our borders.